May Chang, may you always be. His balm is tonic and uplifting. This balm brings clarity to the mind. May Chang has the most wonderful way of opening up one's mind so you can clear the way forward in life. It carries with it a prayer, and as you apply this balm, it allows to see you before you a clearer path. It guides and opens in the most beautiful way, allowing grace in her many forms to reveal themselves in your life. It steadies and anchors the nervous system to hope, and on a very spiritual level, allowing you to pass through any impasse in your life. This balm will lift your mood and spirit along with clarity and guidance, and it has the ability to open your mind to hear the voice of intuition. If you imagine a hand that reaches out before you and then opens up, and a voice that says, "Allow me to guide you through, take this gift." This wonderful balm has the ability to bring clarity to your mind. It's as if a door opens which you can pass through towards your goal with confidence and a lightness of spirit. It's antidepressant. It gives pain relief from tension, headaches. It's antiseptic and anti-inflammatory, calmative, stimulant and a tonic, and a little goes a long way. Simply rub into your temples and your wrists and the soles of your feet. Remember, try to see your life as a story, and like the best stories, there'll be many different chapters, many different experiences, and each will pass in time. This particular balm carries with it the most beautiful prayer. It will open your path. All you need to do is step in, little by little. Everything will work out. Everything will be fair and balanced in your life. We all respond to gentleness in the same way. We all respond to the right word spoken at the right time and the simplicity of touch. And it permeates our defenses such as anger and fear and resentment and depression like no medicine upon this earth. Be gentle with yourself as you nurture, not torture yourself. The beauty of living in the moment is that we can start again, and so you can do that now. Understand, even this will pass, and everything will work out in time. I tend to think we make our plans, but there's a divine plan that may have other ideas for our life. And everything, including illness, nervous breakdowns, breakups, guide us to the people and places we're destined to be. Hold on to the fact if you're going through such a time, as you'll discover the many benefits always on reflection in your life. Know what's happening is happening for a very good reason, and time will bring forth the answer. Let go of anger, fear, resentment, the past, the future, the worry, the drama, and live moment by moment, one day at a time. Totally accepting the things you cannot change and calling upon the courage and the determination to change the things you can. Let each moment mold your character. Let it make you stronger, softer, kinder, and more compassionate and more resilient. And just when you think you can't carry on for one moment more, hold on, because just around the corner, your destiny awaits. Experiment with life and write out a prayer for yourself or someone who you want to see get well, or whatever it is you want for them. Say nothing to no one and daily affirm your prayer, and again you'll have confirmation that you've been heard. The confirmation may come in a way that you may not expect, but you'll get it. You'll get it in a way that only you can relate to. And instead of dismissing this confirmation that you've been heard, please acknowledge and understand just how important and powerful you are. One of the most memorable things etched on my mind was one particular rainy day when I went to the hospice to work. And my job there at the time was to go around the wards and ask patients if they wanted any reflexology. and I got to know so many of the patients over time that were there. And on this particular day en route to see a new patient, one of the beds near the window, a young woman who was being wheeled outside so she could feel the rain upon her face for the last time. Think about that when you're moaning about the weather or worrying about tomorrow or next week or next year. Really think about that. Stop worrying and go outside and feel the breeze on your skin or the rain on your face or even the warmth of the sunshine or whatever the day is. Go out and experience it as if it was the last time. You're alive, a living being, capable of changing your world from the inside out. Don't hold on to the past with regret. Hold on to the fact that you can start again today. You can co-create with the source from where you came from the source to which we all return to. The truth is, love is the only true healing balm, and today you and I have the choice to apply that balm to ourselves and others.